Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood. Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
Yeah.
We are doing round two of Q&A today.
Round two.
Yes, and we read through your questions. They're so good. We don't really have real answers, but we'll give you our best effort.
We've got our answers.
Yeah, I mainly just want to hear what you guys have to say, but apparently...
You're gonna get to hear what we have to say.
But before we dive into that, we of course have to thank our amazing sponsor.
Yay.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Fall Festivals.
I love fall festivals.
They're so festive.
They are. And they're
pumpkin
like...
Pumpkin patches.
Just pumpkin patches, and there's like scarecrows.
Hay rides.
You can spend like $37 on gourds before you know what you're doing.
Yes. Is a gourd a fruit or a vegetable? I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
Gourds.
Yeah. So fall festivals, you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. How many do you do a year?
Well, how many have I done this year, we'll say.
How many?
Apparently, having a baby makes you just want to stroll around every fall festival in town. Because I've done...
Is this a Missouri thing? Do you think it's national?
I think I've done like four.
You've done four fall festivals?
I went to the one in Ozark. I went to the one...
Do they have apple cider?
Maybe five. Oh yeah, there's an apple butter making days.
Oh come on!
I went to
go there. Did you get
no,
some apple butter?
No, I didn't. I missed that weekend. Mm-hmm. I was really upset about it. No, I've been to five. I went to the one downtown, and then I went to like a little cute one that like a church puts on, and then I went to the one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went to three of them in the surrounding towns.
Oh wow!
One of them had like a big pumpkin contest of like how big of a pumpkin they can have, and I took a picture of Opal with it. I like strolled her stroller up.
That's really cute.
And that was my rock bottom.
That's really good. All right, well, we need some taglines.
Fall festivals.
For fall festivals, although I think Shaylee might be solely funding them individually. It's a passion project.
No, I only go to the free ones. You have to pay to park sometimes. I mean, you buy all this stuff.
Joke's on you, fall festivals. You're not getting any of Shaylee's money.
Some of them charge, but those are the ones I didn't attend.
Right.
All
right,
fall festivals.
It's fun for the whole family, even your mom.
Get it? Mums like the fall flower. Mums.
My favorite kind of jokes are the ones you have to explain.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm the yin to your yang. Fall festivals. Thanks for letting all my kids dress up and act like we're not celebrating Halloween. Fall festivals.
It's like a...
Wait, so we wear costumes and then like we get candy, but no, it's not called Halloween.
No, that's the devil's holiday. This is a fall festival.
Okay,
no.
I see.
No.
I see.
No, honey.
We used to do both. Is that like when I grew up doing both? We
would
like go to the fall festivals and dress up and then like go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, no.
I turned out okay.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm frequenting like 87 fall festivals.
Yeah.
Fall festivals. Okay, what's more?
More
taglines.
Fall festivals. Come on, kids. Follow me through the corn maze. Okay, now your turn to lead. Because I'm lost.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, come on, kids. Follow me through the corn maze. And then you just send them in and you don't even go.
And then you go get yourself an apple cider.
You go get yourself apple cider.
And you just take a tasty little nap until they're out of there.
Fall festivals. I didn't know I needed all of these olden days wood carvings and decorations.
Did you buy them?
But I want all of them.
Did you?
You want things that you never even knew you wanted. You see something and you think, I need that in my house. I need it. And then you get home and you're like, why did I need this?
I don't know if that's universal.
Is it? Is it not universal?
Guess how many wood carvings I have in my house.
How many wood
carvings? 0.00.
I mean, I don't have wood. When I say wood carvings, I mean... Kind of mean wood carving. But I mean like a sign that says like, fall, y'all. And you're like, I can put that in my mom thing outside. Or like, I need a porch swing. Or
I will take a porch swing for sure. Yeah, they have those at fall festivals?
Yeah, they weren't that bad. They're like $75.
No.
Yeah, this guy made it. I bought his card. I didn't buy it. But
all right. Last,
my mom bought a plate. A plate. Glued, hot glued to like a wrought iron beam with like a teacup and like another plate, and it's like a garden decoration.
Ooh.
They're like $35. I'm like, this lady has her stuff cut out for her. She's Crack the system of the fall festivals.
I like that. Okay, so last tagline is fall festivals. Fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all.
Thanks, fall festivals.
We love you.
Okay, so we're doing some Q&A.
Q&A.
We've got some questions.
Questions.
And we're going to see if we can answer them.
We're going to see if we can answer them.
She leaves my hype man sometimes.
That's the tonight. I just felt like I needed to just follow through. Okay. Lauren likes blog is the first question. How do you balance admin/creative time? It's so easy to just answer emails and work on spreadsheets. First of all, I don't think everyone thinks so, but that's really good that you're admin oriented. It's so easy to just answer emails and work on spreadsheets than it is to create new stuff sometimes when admin feels, in quotes, like it's the important part because that's what the others are waiting on.
Lauren, I want to be you.
Yeah, why don't you do my admin stuff? And then, no, I don't think she's saying she likes it.
Right.
She's saying...
It feels more dire. It's like someone's waiting on it.
I think Lauren's our people because it sounds like she's pleasing.
Right.
And so she's like, they need the stuff and I have to respond. Yeah.
But when am I actually going to make the thing? Because that's what this business is.
Or you feel like you're wasting time when you're doing something creative.
I know. That is true.
Yeah. And you're like, wait, no, this is what the business is.
Yeah. Your treat is like.
Wait, I'm scouting locations for photography because that's what my business is.
Right. That's true. It's true.
So what do you think?
Well, I would love for you to go first, Miss Admin Master.
I do like admin. She was like, close out your spreadsheets. Let's just chicken scratch. I was like, my spreadsheets. That did happen before we started. Not quite like that. I took some liberties. I had a ghostwriter. They redid a little bit of it. So I think that there definitely is a balance. Mm-hmm. One thing I've tried to do is... say, no, this I've failed miserably because I've never actually done it, but in my mind it seems like it would be a great idea. Take Mondays mm-hmm. and have Mondays be
admin day.
The admin. So you do that. Bookkeeping, you catch up on any emails. And I think there's emails. I think that you need to differentiate your emails into two groups or maybe more, but just two to start out with to make it easy. And there's emails that are like a random nonchalant inquiry, off-the-cuff question, no time constraint type thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the I'm in an active project
right.
with a client
right.
they need with a deadline yeah. that we're working through and we're all emailing each other back and forth every day. So if there's, you know, if it's a 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night or whatever and you get an email, it's not like you need to respond right away. Mm-hmm. But definitely, I would say the next day if it's a work day. But if it's somebody just like, hey, I didn't know if you'd be interested, but we're getting something together for this and didn't know if this would be the type of thing you think, like, we just want to talk through it, pick your brain, see if it's a good fit, that type of thing. I think you have kind of a little longer time, 2 to 3 day, maybe leeway to get back with them. Mm-hmm. Unless they gave you a time constraint, like, hey, we're trying to decide by Friday. So me who wants to answer everything immediately sometimes has to say, like, no.
It can wait.
It can wait. And you know what? A lot of people will wait 2 and 3 days before emailing me back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't lose my mind over it. I'm just like, oh, they're busy.
Right.
Because, you know, they have other stuff going on. And I think that other people give you a lot more grace sometimes than you give yourself on that. So.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd be my advice. Is kind of divide them into two order of importance or whatever. And then flag them or make a list. To-do lists are my brain saver, because then I feel like I'm not going to forget it because it's on that. And then on the other stuff, yeah, if you have like a lot of admin, I don't know, depending on, I guess if you had like an Etsy shop or you were actually like making little things and dealing with like a high volume quantity, then maybe you need to do admin a couple days a week, or you're shipping stuff out a couple days or that type of thing. So yeah, I would just try to schedule those times so then when you are doing the new creative stuff, you've scheduled it so you can be like, I'm allowed to do this. Even if someone emailed me, it's Thursday. And Thursday's my creating day.
I don't do emails on Thursdays.
No.
I create on Thursdays.
And you have the day, so you're almost allowing yourself to be creative.
I love that.
I'm going to look at blogs and
I'm not going to feel guilty because this is what I'm here to do.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think... that's great. And that probably answers the question way more accurately than the tangent I'm about to go on. But
do it.
But I would say there's a lot of admin tasks that I had created for myself that were not necessary. just as sort of kind of like living and learning, but like, I'll just give an example. These are kind of like pre-kids. Mm-hmm. Before I realized, like, I literally can't sustain this.
I don't need to do this.
But one of the things is a lot of people can't decide if you are offering a service whether or not they want to put your prices on the internet or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found that when I finally listed my prices, it cut my inbox in half in a good way, because I don't want to waste my time answering an email that I'm not in their price range even at all.
And then you're like, the whole time you're like, does this sound good? Am I sounding straightforward? Like, how do I work my way into it? I think that's great.
Yeah. And I know other people who maybe that's not their jam, but for me, it literally cut emails in half. We know where we're at before we even start the email process. Going into great detail on my what the packages include, going into great detail on my frequently asked questions page. Right. Any of that can cut down just that email load.
That's awesome.
I think the fear is someone's like, well, what if a competitor reads that stuff? And my answer would be, I don't have time to care about that anymore.
Yeah.
I would just, I don't
like
go for
reads
it.
Like what you include in your package.
Yeah, and they're going to like match it.
Copy
or
their
like,
package and yeah, $50 less.
Yes, or something
I'd say though that clients that you lose to that. Here's the thing though. If you need work and you're like in the hustle part where you're like, I'm going to make this full time. Like I'm going to quit my day job. Like, and you need every job you get,
right?
Then don't list your prices. You've got time to respond to the emails and be like, what budget are you working with?
Right.
You know, if you want to go after those jobs.
Or at least a price range.
Yeah,
perhaps,
a price range. Well, and a price range can be good. We put a...
starting at?
Right, like a little Q&A that they fill out if they want to contact us from our business website. And it has options. So like, what budget range are you working with? And it's like this to this, this to this, this to this. But our lowest like doesn't go below a certain amount.
Right.
So that way we're like, if you're literally not working with more than this,
right,
then there's nothing we could offer you that will be under that price point.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that does. That's really, really smart.
So I've heard that your website is your hardest working employee.
Mm.
So if you can let that
that's good
work for you before that ever gets to your inbox, then that would be great. But then I love what you said about scheduling things. Another admin task I cut out was I followed this trend in photography where everybody was doing like, with your session, it includes 5 photo files.
Mm.
And I had basically created...
What's a photo file?
Like, you get your online gallery, you get some prints, mm-hmm. and you get to actually download 5 photo files, like the file.
Oh, like you can order off of something I own the rights to, and then I'll give you 5 that you
of
can like
200
make into a Snapfish book.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. And not only do I just not love that because it always made me sad, I'd be like, oh, they chose those 5? Oh, what are they going to do the other 195 they don't have the files for? That makes me sad because they can't afford to buy all of them or whatever.
Okay, because they buy them. That's an option to buy all of them.
Right, but it was. And so I just went ahead and upped the price. You get all the files and it deleted an entire step every single time.
Not to mention you like sending them the 5 and then having the,
Yeah, that's so anyway, good. Is there anything in your business that you can cut a step to?
Yeah, and even jumping to the last one, let's say you're in between putting all of your info out on online and still not wanting to respond to every single email, you could come up with like a JPEG well-designed price list with descriptions just like you would a web page and just respond with that. Have a stock response that you just slap their name in and say, hey, here's my price sheet. Done. And then like that's super simple, mindless. I went back a question. Okay. And then we did the step about eliminating another step. And now Katie's gonna
No, that's good.
Is that do you have more? You had more.
No, that's good.
No.
I love that.
Okay. Good. Well, Lauren, hopefully we steered you we're not out of business, so I mean we're professionals.
If any of my clients who are waiting on an email response are listening, they're going to say, don't ask her.
Right. Kate
she always chooses creative time and never, ever admin time.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
They're all going to be like, I'm in the bad column. I'm in the not important column.
No, you're all important. I'm a creative business owner. I'm doing my best.
Also, some emails that I send and I get no response to, I just assume that's a no.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a time limit to where you're like, a month? Like, no. Okay.
Right.
Right.
So, okay.
This one's from, it's Anna. Oh, wait. Actually, it's Anna, actually.
Oh, did you do that on purpose? I did. I'm an actor.
I'm an actor.
Anna is our friend in real life.
Hi, Anna.
And her Instagram name, shout out, is it's Anna, actually, because everyone calls her Anna. And I guess she would say, it's Anna, actually. Which, that's a good thing, Anna, because guess what I would do? Probably just go by Anna.
I know.
Because I would never correct anyone. So, good for you. You're just, like, working that angle. And it's very cute. Okay. Do you buy into the idea that you're more creative during certain hours and schedule your day around them? Or do you try to do most of your work during the more traditional 9-to-5 window?
Beautiful question.
Do you want to take this one first?
I feel like I could blab.
Why don't we do like a nutshell blab?
Okay, nutshell blab.
Let's be honest, this whole podcast is kind of one big blab.
Okay.
Blab is such a funny word.
The energy pattern thing is really fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. And I think if I had like childcare mm-hmm. and like unlimited time to like figure out my energy patterns, mm-hmm. I could maybe do that. But I am more of a, I think I'm an environmentally energized person. And so
okay.
I am like, okay, so what's the physics thing? Like an object set in motion stays in motion?
Yeah. 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 I remember that.
So that's me times 1,000. So this kind of ties into the admin creative mode, if you mm-hmm. will. So like, I know people who can do one load of laundry every single day. And that's how uh-huh. they maintain their laundry.
They're like, it's easy. You never have laundry piled up.
And you just
yeah,
fold
but
one.
You do it every day.
You fold one every day. And that's just part of it. So okay. they might be the type of person who like, I answer emails from 8 to 9.
Oh, 8 to
and
9.
I'm creative from 9 to 12. And then I do laundry from 12 to 1. And to them, I say, beautifully done. That's not me. I'm not yeah. that person. So yeah. I am all about days of the week. I love it.
Right. Because every day would look the same. And that's kind of how I am. I'm like, boring. But I did laundry yesterday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Right. But what's wonderful about this strategy, and again, some people can't relate to this, mm-hmm. and that's okay. You're not my people. But the people who might hear this and
you're,
go,
you're
oh.
still our people. You're still our people.
Well, brain people.
Brain people. You're not our people.
Motivated people? Motivation style okay.
yeah.
people?
Oh, there you go.
So if I do laundry on Thursdays and I know no other day I'm doing laundry, on Thursdays, I'm like a laundry machine.
Yeah.
I get what I call the laundry zone. I get my podcasts in. I almost weirdly like...
You get like the biggest mountain of laundry going
yeah.
anyone's ever seen.
Every single time it's clean, mm-hmm. I just dump it on the bed and then I'm just like living in that bedroom and I'm folding it until it's done. And it's again, the object of motion stays in motion. So it's like I'm in laundry. I'm not a text friend.
I'm going to be in my pajamas
day.
So that I get all of my laundry done.
And I'm
not... be in the smallest tank top you've ever seen.
Right. I'm not squeezing in email answers and I'm not squeezing in photo sessions that day. I'm
yeah.
not switching modes. As long as I don't have to switch modes, then I can usually kind of stay in the mode and get it done. So the same thing with creativity. If I know that like on Tuesday I have a sitter, mm-hmm. I'm going into civilization.
Going out into the world.
I'm going out into the world. I am going to sit at a beautifully styled coffee shop and edit photos. I am listening to tunes. My senses are stimulated. I am like loving it. I'm drinking good stuff and I am like creating and that is what I'm doing that day.
Yeah.
And I'm not cleaning.
Yeah.
And I might not even be answering emails that day. I'm
so,
creating.
So you would be putting that between the 9-to-5 window.
That day, maybe.
Maybe.
But
so
honestly,
no.
It might be a 9 to
So there's not
10.
A certain time of day. It's just different days you feel a creative whim.
Yeah, or just whatever I can.
I think I'm the same
with.
Way. I wonder if that's all creative. That would be interesting. We should take a poll.
Take a poll.
Because I feel like the same. There's some days I'm like, I couldn't even draw a stick figure if you put it in front of me, which mm-hmm. actually I'm not like an artiste, but. And then other days I'm like, I just feel like
so many ideas
till 3 o'clock in the morning and weave a 15-foot weaving.
Yes.
And do whatever. And then I'm like, I got no sleep and I'm energized and I want to create.
Right.
And yeah, so it comes in like weird waves. So I think embracing that when it comes,
mm-hmm.
but there's no way to predict it.
No, but I think you can. I think you can get the ball rolling.
You can get the ball rolling?
You can get the ball rolling.
It's like getting you in the mood. You're the creative mood.
Yeah, I think so. You really can. It's just okay. like our Wednesday or our Wednesday night in-home date night. Like there are...
Well, our podcast. We
yeah,
schedule
sure.
that out.
Yeah.
To be in a certain zone for you get like pumped up for it like podcast night.
You get the ball rolling, yeah.
Podcast night.
Yeah, but like some nights I'm like, I don't feel like having a creative in-house date night. I feel like going to bed. But you get the ball rolling and then you're like, this is so fun!
Let's build a fort!
Kids are like, what are you guys doing?
Go back to bed.
Anyway, so I would I would love to have certain hours every day that I could count on, but no.
And as far as just general entrepreneur, self-employed person working from home, the 9-to-5 hour thing, I think that'd be good to touch on too. That was kind of the second part of her question.
Yes, I do not have 9-to-5 hours because I have kids all day.
So what would you say your hours are kind of like more?
Like business hours?
Not like people are going to like drop in, but like do you have like a work a couple hours and there's like a chunk break, which this does change if you have children. But even without kids.
I work never hours between 9-to-5. I homeschool. Okay. Okay. I keep my kids alive.
So you do work.
Yeah.
Not on business.
Not on business. I schedule.
So that totally blows that question out. It's like, no, my
schedule is totally not flipped. In business from 9-to-5.
Business hours, 9-to-5 are closed.
Unless I have a rare babysitter. But okay. I usually like I go on a photo shoot and then I edit.
Yeah. That's it. That. Yeah. And then like sometimes your editing goes late and you miss girls group.
Yep.
I'm not going to get it.
Because I can't have fun until my job is done.
Done. I find that my hours are a little bit closer to 9-to-5, but not like a solid 9-to-5. And that's changed more since I've had a baby, obviously. So now it's more like a quick little, she's napping, I'm going to get like 4 hours of work done in 1 hour. And then like, she takes two naps and she's napping really good. Really well. And then my mom watches her like once a week. Plus, anytime we have a shoot or anything, my mom's been fantastic. So yeah, but then like if we have a shoot or something at nights or weekends, or I just get editing done after 8 when she goes to bed. So I'd say flexible. If you're not a walk-in business, why do you need to be open 9-to-5?
It's true. I'm actually like, it would make no sense for me to be open 9-to-5 because my clients can only come.
They'd be like, okay, well, I can't get my picture taken for any of those hours because I'm at work.
It depends if you're like a commercial based business or
which we kind of, I mean, I feel like I have to be available to answer emails between 9 and 5. Like I feel like I can't be like, peace out, you're never gonna get an answer until after 5, but I'm able to do that at times whenever with one child,
right?
I'm still able to balance that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
cool.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Okay, let me pull this one up.
Love the teaser on this one.
Everyone's taxes. Favorite subject. Everyone just scooched to the front of their seat. Okay, this is from A-N-N-A is Anna, right?
It's Anna, actually.
Stop it. No, this is Anna Michelle Hastings. Anna Michelle. I know this is kind of personal. That's okay. We like personal. And probably a little bit boring. Well, that's okay. We'll spice it up. She's not, she didn't put all these in parentheses. I'm adding these. One of my biggest fears about becoming self-employed. Do it. Quit your job.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. Be smart. Is dealing with the higher cost in taxes. Okay. So she's worried about going out on her own because of the higher cost in taxes. Which, are taxes higher for self-employed people than they are if you work at a business?
Oh, yes, honey.
I've never had a real job.
Tell us about taxes, Shaylee.
I do feel like I know a lot, but I just feel like at the other job, it was like, take out whatever you need to take out, and I never really paid attention.
It's way higher. It's like 30%.
Do you all, well, it depends on how much you make. Are you telling us what tax bracket you're in day-to-day?
The more you make, the more they take from you. It's kind of a terrible death wheel.
do you have any tips or advice that you would have given yourself in this area? Okay, so if we were her. I know it can be kind of touchy subject for small business owners, but I'm all ears if you got anything. Oh, taxes.
Taxes.
Well.
Death and taxes.
Death and taxes.
Inevitable.
Yeah, those two things are coming for you. Another one that I'll tag on to this that people say when they're wanting to quit their job and do something creative is benefits. I can't leave my benefits, like health insurance, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So if you have do you have something that comes to mind? Or?
I mean, I won't get into the nitty-gritty details stuff.
30%. Katie Day's tax, 30%.
No, but if you plan for 30% and it's less than that,
woohoo!
Then suddenly you feel like you got a bonus at the end of the year.
Right, right.
My accountant's like, don't do that. Just know what you're
No, you're giving the government a free loan. No.
No, so taxes were something that was really intimidating until I did them, and then it wasn't that it wasn't as scary as I thought it was. But
yeah,
I will give you not like a analytical, technical, whatever. I'll just give you like an emotional two cents, which is just that. I think it's like you just kind of have to adjust your mindset because, as Shaylee said, when you got a paycheck, they were already taking taxes and you didn't really even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And with self-employed, you could get, dare I say, greedy with every dollar that comes
in. It's mine! It's mine!
It is. It's mine. It's mine. And then, I have to give away what was already mine. But if you kind of just flip it, and this kind of can go with anything, but I really truly practice just the mindset of gratitude, which is like, how grateful am I that I get to be self-employed? How grateful am I that I have this flexibility with my small business, that I have any clients, that mm-hmm. I am able
people
to...
People are giving me money to do what
yes,
I love.
Yes, to do what yeah. I love, that I am feeding my family, that I can see my family. And not to get spiritual.
Go there.
But I kind of am of the mindset of none of this is mine anyway. Like, I'm just very lucky to have any of it. Like, I'm a borrower of it anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not mine. And hopefully I'm using it wisely anyway. So I guess at the end of the tax season, whatever I give to the country, I go, I'm glad that I live in this country.
And have that good, I, solid roads and an army.
And yeah, my pothole is fixed outside my road there. And yeah, that I have like freedom. And yeah. I just pay it.
Now, how do you feel about personal property taxes?
I don't know.
Oh, that one kills me. You have to pay for something you already own every year. We had a 1963 camper, and we had to pay them for it. So for how many years have they been getting personal property tax on a 1963 camper? A lot of years. And that was my soapbox.
And then you go, I'm so grateful that
I wasn't grateful for personal property
tax. And then I'm going camping with my family, and then I live in this country with freedom.
I did. But then we sold it, and then I got taxed on the money that I made off of it.
And you were like, I draw the line.
I draw the line here. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So that's really good. I think that's a really good mindset. And I think that the key is don't be scared about it. You can do it. Get a good CPA, if not TurboTax. Find your friend that's in school for accounting, which is what we did the first year. And then had her walk us through TurboTax. And then as we started to get more and more busy, at a certain point, and I feel like you'll know it, you're going to be going through TurboTax and you're going to feel like, I feel like this is a little bit out of control and I don't know 100% of the answers I'm putting in here because there's so many moving parts mm-hmm. and there's higher numbers that you're dealing with. So when you get to that point, go to a CPA, find
one. Or start with one. I love my CPA.
Well, I mean, start with one if you can afford it. It's just they charge you. But I would never not have a CPA now. I email him, oh, poor guy.
Wait, you pay him every month?
No, just once a year.
Yeah. It's not that much more than TurboTax though. Yeah.
Oh. Ours is.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Apparently, my account's a really good deal.
Either that or we're just like, I have just like complicated everything. He probably charges me for every email. Probably. No, he's the best. And so, well, and he does our personal and our business.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Who did you say your accountant was? I'm just kidding, Jeff. I'm not going anywhere. I'll email you tomorrow. No, but I think they've helped us with different ways we're filing. And so pretty much it's just, you just need to know what you're doing. So if it's through QuickBooks Online or another accounting program, I know there's like a lot of new cool trendy ones, but we're not like sponsored by any in particular. So I use QuickBooks currently, but I'm open. I'm on the market. I'm always on the market to try out new fresh ideas. So anyway, do that so that when they say, how much money did you make this year? You're not like, let me go back through all of these like receipts on my banking statement. Like you know what your expenses were. Oh my goodness gracious. Like track your expenses, track your mileage.
Or just do it at the end.
No, like never. Don't do that.
Sprint.
Don't do
if you're
that.
Motivated by deadlines. Just wait till like
don't
April
do it. Do
12th.
Not do it. Don't do it, creative people. But I would just say, don't be scared of it. And if you're that scared of it and you seem like maybe you're the type of personality that like takes things really seriously, get two separate bank accounts and every check you get, take 25% of it or 30 or whatever and put it into a totally separate bank account.
Oh, I'd start with that.
Yeah, start with
that's
that.
That's like
day one. Day one. And then basically what happens is then at the end of the year, you're either paying estimated taxes or they say you owe blah, blah, blah. And then you just simply go, awesome, I've already saved that all into like this pretty little bank account and it's not stressful. Or you can do like we did and not do that. And then you're like, what? And then you sell like a kidney.
Our new segment should just be like, Shailene Katie to talk about taxes.
Talk about taxes never not. There's like, no. We should have played it off like taxes. You don't have to pay those when you're self-employed, right? Shailene Katie get audited.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. We've done that one. Let's see. Do we have time for any more questions?
We have one more.
One more. Okay. Well, this is kind of an easy one. Well, is it one more and then the segment?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is, how often do you record your episode? How many episodes do you have banked? And do you have a set number of episodes you want to produce and publish? It's infinite. This will never end. You have inspired me to create a podcast. We're the only one. I'm sorry, but we're not going to help you. I'm just kidding. Everyone should have a podcast.
Who is this from?
But I work full time. Hold on. My brain. Not self-employed. So she works full time out in the world, not self-employed, and she wants to set realistic goals for herself starting a podcast. Okay, this is Mrs.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I knew it.
How do you know her?
Because we've been talking about making a podcast. I shot her wedding.
Oh, okay. I was like, in real life? Hi, Melody. Media. Hi, Melody. Hi, Mrs. Sweet.
Sweet. It's like saying sweet.
What does she do for a living?
Speech path.
Oh, a speech pathologist.
Yeah.
You literally are like the target market of podcasts because you're talking and that's what you do for a living.
She could probably talk real good.
You should probably speak well. Speak good. Speak good things.
Okay, so.
Awesome.
Some nitty gritty podcast stuff.
Let's just talk them through what we did, which, disclaimer, was probably not the best way to do it because we didn't know what we were doing. We just did it.
Mm-hmm. So but step one is just do it.
You just text one night and say, like, we should do a podcast. People say we should do it. We had how many? Eight?
We had eight in the bank.
We started doing it secretly, like a friend affair. And then we had eight in the bank edited.
Yeah.
Which we thought were quite hilarious. And then all of a sudden, like, episode 9, we were like,
we're out!
There's people listening!
Oh.
Really? Right. I think there were eight.
Yeah. We felt like we were really ahead of the game, and then we obviously ran out. Sorry, guys.
We did. Well, the problem is we got lazy. So we got real confident at the beginning, and we had eight. And then we were like, we don't like that one. Cut. And we were like throwing them around. Like, we had just had so many. And then we ran out, and then we both took a vacation. And then mid-season
break. And here we are.
So that was great to have a lot in the bank.
Yeah.
Suggest that. I think eights, maybe 10.
Yeah.
10's a good sell number. It depends if the podcast is just with you or if you're doing it with a partner. Because logistically, I think that you could say, you know, I want to get 5 in the bank. And then every Monday I record a podcast. And then if you're out of town one Monday, you have like 5. And then you just do 2 the next Monday and you're back.
Right.
It also depends like if your podcast is talking about current events or like season specific. Because you don't want to have like 14. And then you're like, Merry Christmas, everyone. And it's like Easter. So, all good things to think about.
This is good stuff.
I'm
just going to let you.
I've researched a lot. You're just letting me go, aren't you? Let's see. Full-time job, not self-employed, realistic goals. I think as far as realistic goals, as long as you somewhat watch a tutorial on how to edit the audio, like, get yourself a jingle. And there's so many ways to record it.
Pay for your jingles. Spread the creative love.
Spread the creative love.
Some people just
really
rip off stuff.
We bought our jingle.
We did.
Thanks jingle guys. People. We don't know who you are. but we paid for you. We've made fun of the spring, though. So sorry.
Yeah,
for that.
Sorry that we made fun of your art.
We're just going to edit, like, create your creative freedoms of adding that spring to the end.
Mrs. Sweet, you can do it. Anyone can do it. If you want to make it easier on yourself, you don't have to release it every week. You make the rules.
You don't. And let us know. We've had a couple people ask about doing podcasts. So if there's enough interest,
I feel like we could
do a podcast about how to make a podcast, but that might be a little bit like specific where people are like, I just want to listen to this. You're stressing me out.
Don't you want me to make the sausage?
Yeah.
We are just in time for our segment. This is a extra special Q&A. It comes from Dream Smart on Instagram. She asks, how do you handle conflict? How do you feel during a conflict?
Sweaty.
And how do you deal with those feelings?
Badly.
And what strategies do you use to find a solution? Now, I'm glad you asked Dream Smart because, as you know, Shaylee and I, We're firm.
Basically the Dr. Phil of conflict resolution.
We're firm on where we stand. We have good, healthy boundaries.
Good boundaries.
We're all about that good confrontation.
I'm glad that you heard us and were like, those women know how to handle conflict.
So what we'll do is we'll just do a little bit of role playing. Good. Shaylee, I'm going to offer you a bit of an awkward situation and see how you handle it, okay?
Okay.
Just kind of walk everybody through what you do.
This would be the way that I would handle it. Yes. I can't say that it's always right, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. My baby's crying. She wasn't asleep. I promise. She didn't wake her up.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding
yeah,
dong, ding
yeah. It's okay. It's cool.
Yes. I am selling things. I do see your no soliciting sign, but I'm selling some stuff you don't need. Would you like some?
Yeah. How long is the presentation going to take?
About 3.5 hours.
What time is it? It's like 10. So it'll be done by like after lunch.
All right. I'll go ahead and take a seat.
Oh, you're in my house. You're in my house.
Yep.
Okay.
3.5 hours later. Now, how many would you like to buy? I have 40.
Well,
40 it is.
Could we do like 39? Like 39?
Just 40 or nothing.
Okay.
Good job, Shaylee. I feel like it's going really, really well.
Actually, what I normally end up doing is weaseling out of it at the end, but I waste 3 hours of my time and their time and then don't buy anything. And I thought I didn't do them any favors to let them present for 3 hours.
That was good.
Yeah.
You're really assertive.
There is a no soliciting sign on my door. And so
that was real.
Sometimes when people ring the doorbell, I'll just like look at them and they'll see me and I'll see them and I just won't go to the door.
Sounds healthy. Nah, dream smart. There you go.
Dream okay. smart.
Hit me.
Okay, now Katie's
I'm good.
Gonna go. Okay.
I'm good.
This is gonna be good. Hey there, roommate.
Hey.
Hey,
was I being too loud? I'm so sorry.
Not always.
Okay.
Okay. You're cool. So, I was kind of like rearranging the room a little bit.
Oh, where's
just,
my
like,
stuff?
Move the drawers. I just like moved some of the drawers around. Like instead of you having the closet, like I took the closet and then I gave you the dresser drawer. The
seems
top
fair.
One,
it
the
seems
top
fair.
Dresser drawer. And then I know we have bunk beds and you said that you liked the top because there was more room.
Mm-hmm.
But I went ahead and like switched it and put my stuff on the
That's
top.
That's perfect because when I have my night terrors, I'll just hit my head and
yeah.
maybe that'll make me pass
well,
right out.
Well, I put like some stuff there though because that might wake me up. So I put like some extra padding so it might suffocate you. But
cool.
Okay, good. I'm glad we had this talk. I'll catch you later.
Here's the 20.
Hey, do you have the notes from science class?
Yeah, here
Could
it is.
Can you just go ahead and hand dictate those for me?
Sure. I'm sorry I'm so late on that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Was that a real example, Katie? You were really good at that.
Maybe college Katie.
College Katie.
Mom of three kids, Katie, would be like, I ain't got time.
I ain't got time for that.
Got done for that.
That's good.
Thanks, so, Dream Smart.
I think
feel free to use those tips.
I think people though, if they're needing to know, should like find a professional.
Yep.
Because Katie and I wasted a lot of time. A lot of time. But people like us sometimes. It's worth it. No, that really was like a coming of age when I realized it was actually I didn't realize my mom told me. Like, just no is so much better than a, like, let me chase you around for 2 years and you still won't answer. It's like a relationship.
Mm, good.
We'll touch back on this.
We'll answer it for real next Q&A.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ta-da-ba.
See you next week.
Bye. One person's watched our video.
Hey.
One.
Who is it? What's their name?
I don't know. How can you tell?
Oh.
Oh, wait. You can tell. Six people. Sincerely, Colleen. Janelle McCommons, Annie Erickson, Amanda Matthews.
We love you. You're our favorite. Thanks for watching our story.
Kimia and Payson Rose.
Payson! I did her photos.
Aww. Okay, this is a little. You literally setting that up towards me.
Yeah, it's going to help us stay focused.
Okay, ready.
Shaylee and Katie was recorded in Springfield, Missouri! Thanks so much for listening, guys. We love you. Am I moving too fast?
Too soon?
Too soon. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook.
My hip guru.
Or you can email us at shaylee and katie@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also love to hear from you on iTunes. It helps promote the podcast. Go to iTunes, search Shaylee. You can leave us a review there.
Bye, guys.
Make up.